利路亚。大卫所以写出那么多的赞美诗来。
That David could write so many psalms and praise songs.
不是因为他自己会写诗。
It's not because he's such a talented songwriter.
乃是圣灵在他身上。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
感动他，膏抹他。
Moving him, anointing him.
启发他。
Inspire. Enlightening him, inspiring him.
然后他看到了这一位赞美的主啊，他的手啊，他的舌头就成为好像是快手笔一样的。
As he sees the Lord, his tongue became like a skilled pen.
所以我们的赞美和敬拜啊，应该都是从我们的里面出来。
So all our praise and worship should spring from within.
所以由于我们对他的认识，对他的爱戴。
Based upon our knowing him and our love for him.
也可以说我们的赞美和敬拜也是一种生命的流露。
We can also say our praise and worship is a flow of the life from within us.
我们的聚会每一次都应该是圣灵的在这里运行和流露。
Every single meeting should be a move and flowing of the Spirit.
因为实在说了，我们不会赞美和敬拜。
Because we really don't know how to worship and praise.
我们所能够说的，主啊，感谢你，赞美你，赞美你，荣耀归给你。That's all.
All we can say is, thank you, Lord. Glory to you, glory to you, praise you. That's about right.
我们说不出别的话来。
We really don't know what more to say.
哦，当圣灵在我们的身上。
But as the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
岂是这一位在宝座上的羔羊是多么的荣耀，多么配得我们感谢和赞美的时候。
When he reveals this glorious Lamb who's on the throne, and we see him in this way,
我们那个赞美的灵啊，从我们的里面呢就要涌流出来。
And suddenly, in our spirit, just comes out.
真的，那个舌头真的成为快手笔。
And then our tongue is like the skillful pen.
就是要感谢，就是要赞美，就是要敬拜。
Then we just cannot help but want to praise and worship and praise.
有时候一个人的表达不够的。
Sometimes just one person's expression is not enough.
我们需要很多人来一一的来表达。
We need many to rise up and praise and worship.
这样那个感谢和赞美。
In that way, the praise and worship
就是那么样的丰富。
It becomes so rich and full.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, 他实在是配得我们的感谢和赞美。
Oh, how worthy is he of our worship and praise?
今天下午我另外一个女儿打电话给我。
Today, my other daughter called me.
她说 God has been good to me.
她说神对我真好。
我说你要常常的为着神的慈爱 ，the goodness of God， 要感谢，要赞美。
我们常we often
Hallelujah.
Anyway, we often need to praise and thank the Lord for His goodness to us.
Thank God every now and then for His goodness.
我们要时时刻刻为神的慈爱感谢他。
God is good.
神是善良的。
And He's so good to me.
然后他对我真好。
我们常常唱。
We often sing this.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. 我的感受跟他一样的深。
My feeling is very deep.
因为我这个女儿，有的人可能知道哈，十多年前她是有忧郁症的。
My daughter, 10 years before, she had depression.
因为主恩待她。
But the Lord has been gracious.
她的情形现在非常的好。
Recently, her condition is really improved.
她跟神的关系也现在开始有进步。
And her relationship with God is really improved.
Oh, God is so good.
Oh, 神真慈爱。
神真的是这样爱我们。
How much the Lord loves us.
所以我们有理由啊，常常说，我快乐，耶稣真爱我。
So I have a reason why I'm so happy, because Jesus loves me so much.
我快乐，耶稣真爱我。我快乐。 歌唱哈利路亚，耶稣真爱我，主在，主与我同在，
我快乐因你我同在，我快乐有你我同在，我快乐有你我同在，我要歌唱哈利路亚，耶稣我同在，
耶稣在我心。她有一天上班的时候
one day she was going to work.
不知道是不是老板跟她说了什么话
not sure if the boss told her something.
她心里面很不开心
she was not very happy.
很不高兴
very unhappy.
忽然这首诗歌来了
then suddenly this song came to her heart. 耶稣在
我心哦
and then said, Jesus in my heart.
所以她就唱了
she started singing.
快乐
耶稣在我心啊快乐
快乐耶稣在我心我要歌唱哈利路亚耶稣在我心记得你什么时候不高兴的时候
whenever you're unhappy
你难过的时候
you're feeling
或者生气的时候
and unwell
你要记得这首诗歌
remember this song
耶稣真爱你当你觉得别人呢对你不好的时候，你要记得耶稣真的爱你。
When other people mistreat you, remember that Jesus really loves you.
心里面不快乐的时候
，When you're unhappy,
想到耶稣在你的心里面。
Think about that Jesus is in your heart.
那你唱就会快乐了。
And as you sing, the joy will come.
好像这个姐妹所见证的。
Like this sister testified.
她说我一唱我真的很高兴了。
The sister said, once I started singing, I was so happy.
我那个气啊就过去了。
Then suddenly the anger passed away.
Oh, hallelujah. 我们就是这样的活在神的同在里。
This is how we live in the Lord's presence.
住在主里面是一种很自然的生活。
Abiding in the Lord is an altogether natural life.
不难。
Not difficult.
如果我们单纯像小孩子那样。
If we can be childlike.
就是对神的话哈，就是这样简单的相信。
Just believe the Lord's word.
早上我说到那些以色列人呢，他们倒闭在旷野。
In the morning, I talked about when those Israelites fell in the wilderness.
就是他们不信从。
Because they failed to believe.
也不相信，也不顺服。
They don't trust and they don't obey the Lord.
他们就是照着他们所喜欢的这样去做。
They just do what they want to do.
那就是活在肉体里面。
Which is to live in the flesh.
他们要吃要喝，好像圣经说他们坐下就吃喝起来玩耍。
They like Bible said, they eat, drink, play, get up.
完全是活在肉体里面。
They're completely living in the flesh.
放纵情欲。
They're just indulging their flesh.
他要怎么样就怎么样。
Whatever I want to do, I do.
其实神给他的都是上好的。
But the Lord gave him the best.
可是他们不相信。
But they just won't believe.
听得到，却是不相信。
They hear his word, but they fail to believe.
没有信从，没有信从，没有信而顺服。
They don't trust and obey him.
所以呢，他们就倒闭在旷野。
Therefore, they all fell in the wilderness.
圣经记载这些事，都是给我们一个警惕。
And the Bible says all this is written for our warning.
我们要。越发郑重我们所听见的道理。
We need to take earnest heed of the things that we have heard.
要喜乐。
We need to be.
神说你们要常常喜乐。
Rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice.
因为圣经说喜乐的心就是良药。
Because the Bible says a merry heart makes good medicine.
不要生气。
Don't be angry.
不要忧愁。
Don't.
不要难过
Sad, don't be sorrowful.
因为圣经说忧伤的灵啊那个使骨枯干
It says a grievous heart will dry your bones.
有一天我看到美国一个杂志上那个封面这两句话
One day I saw that quoted on an American magazine.
他说 他说 laugh more, live longer, 四个字。
It said, 他说多笑长寿。
好，多笑长寿也很好。他的意思说你笑得多你就活得更久。Hallelujah. 常常喜乐，耶稣在我们的心里面呢，我们还有什么不快乐的呢？
We need to often be full of joy. Jesus is in your heart. What else can make you sad?
别人对我们不好，耶稣对我们好。
Others mistreat you, but Jesus is good to you.
别人不了解我们，耶稣最了解我们。
People misunderstand you, Jesus understands you the best.
别人跟我们疏远，耶稣跟我们亲近。
Others distance themselves from you, Jesus draws near to you.
哦，耶稣是以永远的爱爱上了我们。
Jesus has loved us with an everlasting love.
而这位耶稣是你的，也是我的。
And this Jesus is yours and is mine.
而我们这种的训练和特会就是来享受耶稣的。
And this kind of training is to enjoy Jesus.
那有的人说得很好，是到这里来跟耶稣度蜜月的。
Some have said this is a honeymoon with Jesus.
你们多少人有这样一个心态
？How many of you have this kind of heart?
感谢主，去年从台湾来的。马来西亚来的弟兄姊妹，他们都是抱着这样一个心态。
Those who came last year, like from Malaysia, they had this kind of heart.
就是到这里来跟耶稣度蜜月的。
To have a honeymoon with Jesus.
哦，有一位讲得很好。
One person put it very well.
他说我们到达拉斯来不是要看达拉斯的美丽的风景。
He said we didn't come here to be a tourist in Dallas.
我们来是要看耶稣的美丽。
We came to see the beauty of Jesus.
耶稣比风景更美丽。
Jesus is more beautiful than all the nature.
他在我们的心里啊，确实是可以显得哈比一切都美丽。
In our hearts, he can be revealed as altogether lovely.
如果我们能够就是花更多时间亲近他
If we will spend more time drawing near to him,
我们那个安静在他的面前
quiet in his presence,
圣灵就会不断地将他启示在我们的里面
The Holy Spirit will continually reveal him in us.
然后我们就能够领会圣经所说的
And then we can understand what the Bible says.
他是明亮的晨星
He is that bright and morning star.
他是谷中的百合花。
He is the lily of the valley.
他是千万人中的第一人。
He is the fairest of 10,000 to me.
哦，我的良人全然美丽。
Oh, my beloved is altogether lovely.
这些话在雅各书里我们都可以读到。
All these expressions are found in the Song of Songs.
但是只有圣灵在我们的里面开启我们的时候
But only when the Holy Spirit opens us up.
我们读到这些话就觉得真是这样。
As we read these words, we truly feel this.
否则的话呢，就是一些字句。
Otherwise, it's just letter.
所以这些是需要我们呢，更多的这样来安静等候神。
So to see this, we need to spend more time waiting and quiet on.
今天我来的时候
，Today as I came，
好像主要我特别提醒弟兄和姐妹。
I felt like the Lord especially wanted me to remind brothers and sisters.
就是你们来到这里哈，一定要遇见主。
You must when you come here, you must encounter Jesus.
每一个人一定要遇见主。
You must encounter the Lord, every one of you.
我常常听到弟兄姐妹这样说。
I frequently hear brothers and sisters say.
我参加了某某人的聚会。
Oh, I was at this conference.
哦，我去过某某的地方。
I went to this place.
我参加了这样的聚会，那样的聚会。
Went to this meeting. I went to that meeting.
可是我想知道的就是说，你得到了什么
？But my question is, what did you get out of it?
你是去参加那个聚会，是因为那个人他因为他的名声。你是慕名而去的呢，还是说你去是为了要遇见耶稣
？Did you go to that conference because he's a big name, so you went to listen to him, or did you go to meet Jesus?
我们真的不要只是去参加一个聚会。
Don't just go to a meeting.
回来说哦，这个聚会很好，这个讲员很好。
Just say, oh, that meeting was wonderful. The speaker was wonderful.
我们要在聚会中遇见主。
In the meeting, we need to meet the Lord.
我们回来的时候要说，哦，主真的触摸了我。
We need to be able to say when we go back, the Lord touched me there.
我被他改变了。 我被他改变了。
I was changed by him.
我得到医治了。
I was healed by him.
我被更新了。
I was renewed.
我被圣灵充满了。
I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我就更多的认识他了。
I know him better.
哦，他的同在跟我与我更多了。
Oh, his presence has increased in me.
回来，你参加一个特会以后回来，有这样的跟。告诉弟兄和姐妹。
This should be your report when you come back from a conference to the brothers and sisters.
不要只说我参加某某人的聚会。
Don't say, oh, I just went to this person's conference.
或者某某地方的聚会。
Or this place.
要说我遇见主了。
You need to say, I met the Lord.
耶稣把我带到山上啊。
Jesus brought me to the mountain.
他向我改变了形象。
He transfigured before me.
我现在跟主的关系不一样了。
Today, my relationship with the Lord is transformed.
我对他的认识啊，又更深了一层。
I have much deeper knowing of him.
哦，他在我的里面的同在更丰富了。
His presence in me is richer than before.
我更多的爱他了。
Oh, I love him much more.
这样的话，我们所参加的聚会就有价值。
Then these meetings have true value.
就不是啊，哈，就不虚此行。这是我的一个祷告，我也觉得应该向弟兄姐妹要提醒的。
This is my prayer, and I feel I need to remind you of all this.
我实在是要感谢主，主在这样的聚会里实在是做工。
I praise the Lord that He's still working in this kind of meeting.
因为我们是尽我们所知道的让他来做。
Because we just do the best that we know how to let Him work.
我们说是相信是圣灵要我们说的。
What we say is what the Holy Spirit leads us to say.
我们所做的也是相信神先做了，然后我们再跟上去。
And what we do is what God has already done.
那还有我们非常相信祷告。
And we really believe in prayer.
像这样的特会啊，在特会之前呢，几个月我们就开始祷告了。
This kind of meeting, we spent many months prior praying for this meeting.
你知道我们。在可能聚会特会的两个礼拜以前
you know, 2 weeks before the meeting,
我们都不知道什么人来给我们翻译
We don't even know who's going to come to translate for us
虽然这个弟兄已经答应了
Though I agreed already
可是啊他不知道怎么样翻啊这个聚会是怎么样
But
他没有这个经验
I don't know what it's going to be like this is my first time
Hallelujah. First time doing such a good job. Hallelujah. 而且神也预备了那个渥太华加拿大渥太华的那个邱弟兄邱胜弟兄
And the Lord also prepared Brother Cho who translated last week from Ottawa.
他是加拿大公民他在加拿大国防部啊做这个研究工作
He's a Canadian citizen and he is a researcher in the National Defense Department.
Yeah, 他是一个博士。
He is a professor.
他的父亲是牧师。
His father is a pastor.
他非常爱主。
He really loves the Lord.
一直渴慕要被圣灵充满。
He continually desires to be filled with the baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那起先他来说，我们还没有想到他可以做翻译。
When he first came, we didn't think he could do translation.
结果主这样很奇妙，让他头一个礼拜这样给我们做翻译。
But then the Lord arranged him this week to do the translation. Last week.
感谢主。那有天晚上，我到机场去接我的另外一个女儿，还跟她的小孩。
And then one evening, I went to go to the airport to pick up one of my daughters and her child.
负责交通的韩弟兄安排我要去接一位老师，台南。大学的一位老师唐老师
Brother Han arranged for me to pick up a teacher from Tainan
所以我在机场接了他很高兴接了他回来
So I was very happy and picked her up from the airport
他是从波士顿的飞到达拉斯来的
She flew from Boston to Dallas
他的儿子呢是 MIT 的博士
Her son is a MIT PhD
现在做那个博士后的研究
He's doing postdoc work now.
但是我没有想到啊，他下午会给 Martha 姐妹做翻译。
But I had no idea that in an afternoon she would do translation for Sister Martha.
这都是神很奇妙的预备。
This is the wonderful arranging of the Lord.
还有神也 带来一些弟兄姐妹。
And the Lord also brought some brothers and sisters.
让他们早来。
Let them come early.
那时候我们正要接受报名啊，还有好多事情需要做。
At that time, we were concluding registration, many other things.
神就让有一些人早来呢，他可以帮助我们。
And then the Lord sent some people early to help us.
就是神的预备很奇妙。
We see the Lord's arrangement is so wonderful.
在我看来呢，我们能够办这个特会啊，都是神所做的。
I think for us to be able to even to have this conference, all the works of God himself.
我们这个小小的团体。
Our little group here.
这小兵几个。
Just a little group of soldiers.
有人说就是几只小鸟。
Some say just a handful.
这神呢就能够用这几只小鸟来做大事情。
But the Lord can use a handful.
我们把荣耀归给神。
And do a great thing here.
因为这一切都是神所做的。
All the glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。那
Praise the Lord.
在我没有继续的讲这个希伯来书的信息之前
Before I go into Hebrews
我在提 Martha 姐妹也跟我提了哈 我一直忘了就是说
Let me mention what Sister Martha mentioned already
有一位姐妹
There was one sister here
她有一个黑色的夹克
She had a black
已经找到了吗？哦，感谢主。
Jacket which has been found already.
好，感谢主。那么有一位弟兄。
And there's a brother.
昨天他去洗衣服的时候。
When he went to the laundry machine.
洗了，然后他的衣服放在烘干机里面。
And the clothes was put in the dryer.
他的袜子、他的短裤、他的白衣服。
His socks and his other clothes.
他回去拿的时候不见了。
When he went back to the dryer, he found them gone.
我不知道这个地方有没有换的，就是。
I don't know if this brother has other change of clothes.
所以如果有人看到了，特别弟兄们或者姐妹们，你去用那个烘干机的时候，可能有的人拿错了啊。如果不是你的，请你哈把它交给 brother Jim 就行了。
So if any brothers know that they accidentally took this other brother's clothing in the dryer, please put it in a bag and put it back.
对。
Oh, give it to brother Jim.
Amen. Hallelujah. 那个柜台的小姐说。
The woman at the front said.
他们现在这个房门的这个钥匙就是卡片呐、啊，现在他们不够用。
Okay, right now they're running out of these door keys, the little card, the credit card like thing.
如果我们弟兄姐妹有多余的
，If you have extra,
请你就还给柜台。
Then please return them to the front desk.
因为他们经过一个磁场的一个转换，他就可以用。可以开别的房间。
Because they can interchange them to open other rooms.
这些琐碎的事情。
These are little matters.
Yeah, 我们有必要说，我们觉得应该在这里提一提。
We should announce these things as they come up.
感谢主 ，Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
赞美主。Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
请我们翻到希伯来书第四章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
我不知道为什么这半年来
I don't know why in this last half year.
就是从我们去亚洲开始
Ever since we After we went to Asia,
虽然一直把这个希伯来书的这个信息啊，就放在我的里面。
The Lord continually put the Hebrew message in my spirit.
特别他让我看到哈，就是那个内在生活。
He's especially showed me the matter of inward life.
早上我已经讲过，希伯来书是一本讲到内在生活的书。
In the morning, I already told you the message of Hebrew is a message of an inward life.
不过它不是像我们讲的很直接的，就是内在生活。
But it's not like directly addressing that.
它是用圣灵所带领的的词句来说。
It's using the Holy Spirit inspired words to talk about it.
换句话说，希伯来书乃是神用他认为我们可以听得懂的话来向我们说话。
In other words, Hebrews is God uses words that we can comprehend to express this to us.
因为希伯来书一开始就告诉我们。
Because Hebrews from the beginning tells us.
是神在向我们说话。
It's God speaking to us.
其实我们读经的时候。
As we read the word.
如果我们留心。
If we pay attention,
如果等候
and we wait,
我们常常会听见神在向我们说话。
We'll hear God frequently speak to us.
但是呢，我们未必每一次啊都听得懂，听得清楚。
But doesn't mean every time we understand clearly what we hear.
这个也跟我们的灵命也有关系。
This has to do with our level of spiritual life.
好像我们大人呢对孩子说话。
It's like adults speaking to child.
我们知道三岁孩子我们怎么跟他说。
We know how to talk to a three-year-old.
六岁孩子怎么说。
How to speak to a six-year-old.
十二岁的孩子怎么说。
How to speak to a 12-year-old.
十八岁的孩子又怎么说。
How we should talk to an 18-year-old.
就是说我们知道他能够懂得多少。
We know how much he can understand.
即使是这样的话未必要孩子们都懂大人所说的话。
But it doesn't mean that the kids get everything that the parents are telling them.
那么还有一种情形呢他懂是懂了但是他不听不顺服。
And then, of course, there's another situation where they understand, but they rebel.
那么我们作为神的儿女都会有这些情形的。As God's children, you know, this happens to us from time to time.
Okay.
那所以，但是希伯来书
But in Hebrews,
是特别是为着那些要竭力进到完全的人，就是要达到成熟的人而写的。
Hebrews is especially written to those who are striving for Christian perfection and maturity.
在第五章的最后，第六章的开始，他就告诉我们
，In chapter 5 and 6,
要长大
，grow up，
不能老做小孩子
，don't always be children。
保罗在以弗所书第四章也讲到我们那个。灵命成长的重要。
And Paul in Ephesians 4 he also talks about the importance of growing up spiritually.
他那里啊就是说为了教会的建造教会的成长。
He talks about for the sake of the building up of the church.
神赐给教会啊有一些职分。
The Lord gave the church some gifts.
像使徒先知啊牧师传福音的和教师。
Like apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors.
那这些恩赐，我相信是新约时代的恩赐。
These are New Testament gifts given to the church.
有的人就不能接受使徒和先知。
Some people cannot accept apostles and prophets.
今天一般的教会啊，只能够接受牧师。
Most churches today can only accept pastors.
啊，没有一个地方不接受牧师的。
No place will not accept pastors.
所以很多人喜欢当牧师。
So a lot of people want to be a pastor.
那么我们这些做牧师的人也很幸运。
So we are very blessed, we pastors.
但是如果说我们是先知是使徒
But if you're an apostle or prophet,
别人呢就会保持一个距离。
Then maybe others will
他们就会打一个问号。
Distance themselves from you and they will have a question.
其实神给教会的恩赐
Actually, the gifts that God has given to his church
特别这些属灵的职分
Especially these spiritual positions
是为了建造教会的
Is for the equipping of the body of Christ
没有过去
没有过去 Oh, these things have not passed
因为如果过去的话教会就得不得建造
Otherwise, how can the church be edified?
圣经说啊教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基上
The Bible says the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets
如果没有使徒和先知
If there's no apostles and prophets
那么这个教会怎么被建造
How can the church be built up?
圣经没有说教会是建造在牧师的根基上
The Bible did not say the church is built on the foundation of the pastors.
但是这五样的，这五重的职事，没有一样可以缺少的。
But these five gifts, not one can be lacking in the church.
那这些恩赐赐给教会。
These gifts are given to the church.
为的还让教会啊，能够在灵命上得到造就。
It is for the equipping of the saint's spiritual life.
叫信徒啊的灵命可以增长。
So the saint's spiritual life can grow up.
所以保罗写到这五重职事的时候。
So as Paul writes about these five gifts,
他就说神赐给教会有这些恩赐。
He said that the Lord gave the church these gifts.
所以为要成全圣徒。
Is for the equipping of the saints.
为要成全圣徒，好叫他们在认识神儿子的事上得以长大成人。
It's for the equipping of the saints that all the saints will come to the knowledge of the Son of God to be a perfect man.
那个目的就是叫我们都能够在真道上同归于一。
So that we can all come to the same knowledge of the Son of God.
同归于一 unto the unity of the faith. 就是说、我们因为信仰啊，我们认识主都是一样的，所以我们能够能够合一。
So until we can all come to the unity of the faith.
那今天不能够在这个信仰上同归于一。
Those who cannot reach the unity of the faith today.
就是因为啊，个人的程度不一样。
It's because our spiritual levels are so different.
个人有个人的看法。
We all have our own viewpoints.
个人对圣经的解释有不同的解释法。
Everybody has their own way of reading, interpreting the Bible.
就是因为这个原因，所以今天呢，基督教就分成那么多的宗派。
So for this reason, there are so many denominations in church today.
其实啊。其实圣经所有的恩赐所讲到的每一件事都是我们所需要的。
Actually, every gift, everything in the Bible is what we need.
目的呢是叫我们可以成长。
The purpose is so we'll grow up.
用保罗的话来说呢，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
To quote Paul, that we may become a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
要长大。
We need to grow up.
好像保罗对哥林多的教会说，
As Paul spoke to the Corinthian church.
虽然你们在知识和恩慈上好，没有一样不及人的。
Though in knowledge and gifts, as if you are, you're not inferior to any.
但是呢，你们在基督里还是婴孩。
But you are still babes in Christ.
你们只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
You can only drink milk, cannot eat meat.
跟希伯来书第五章是一样的口吻。
口吻。
Yeah.
It's the same tone.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same tone as Hebrews 6.
对。那就是说我们需要长大。
So we need to grow up.
需要竭力地进到完全的地步。
We need to strive for perfection.
那希伯来书就是针对这样的信徒来说的。
So Hebrews is addressed to this kind of Christian.
但是呢希伯来书哈一再的强调
，The Hebrews continually emphasizes，
耶稣基督的救恩已经成功了
，The salvation of Jesus has been accomplished。
我们需要长大成人才能够享受这个救恩的这个里面的丰富。
We need to grow up as a mature man in Christ to experience all the fullness of Christ。
但是呢，有一些人。
But there are some.
他说按照你们学习的这个年日。
He's saying according to the, how long you've been a student and learning.
本来应该是可以做师傅，可以教导别人的。
By now you should be teachers.
可是你们还是婴孩。
And you're still infants.
正如今天呢，在教会里面。
Just like today church.
很多人聚会聚了很多年。
Many people have been meeting for a long time.
他还是那样。
They're still the same.
没有长进。
They didn't grow up.
本来可以教别人的，
should be teachers
可以服侍别人的，
should be serving
但是他还是那样幼稚。
They're still so immature.
希伯来书就是为了这样的人来写的。
Hebrews is written to this kind of Christian.
但是希伯来书给我们指出一条路来。
But Hebrews shows us a way.
这一条路呢，就是要来到神面前。
The way is to come before God.
用我常常说的话，就是要安静等候神。
What I like to say, the wait on God quietly.
安静等候神就是来到神的面前。
To quietly wait on God is to come before God.
遇见神。
to meet the Lord,
与神有一个直接的个人的关系,
to have a one-on-one personal relationship with God,
相信神和在我们的里面做工,
to believe that the Lord is working in you,
当我们来等候他的时候,
as we wait upon him,
他就会在我们的心里面做工,
he will work in our hearts.
我再说我们不要只听这个安静等候神的道
I repeat again, don't just listen to this doctrine
而没有去行那个道
But we do not live it out
早上还有上个礼拜我们都听到一些见证
We heard many testimonies and this morning also
当他们这样等候的时候
As they waited in this way
大人孩子都改变
Their families were changed
那个等候的姐妹的先生也会受影响
Even the spouses
will be influenced.
The relatives will be changed.
今天早上我们听到了那个张妈妈的见证。
We heard Elder Chang's testimony today.
可能她还没有讲很多。
She didn't say too much.
她没有讲到她家里。
She didn't talk about her
family. 但是已经够了，她讲到她的改变。
But she told about her transformation.
怎么样？神怎么与她同在
？How the Lord was with her.
她也把人呢带到教会里面来。
How she brought people to the church.
我们。如果是进入了这个等候神的生活
If we enter into this lifestyle of waiting on God
也就是希伯来书所说的就是要来到神的面前
It's what Hebrew calls coming to God
那很多事情会发生的
A lot of things will happen
我们也会觉得我们的服事很容易
We'll suddenly feel our service is light
我们 要在某些事上得胜也是很容易的
And we'll suddenly experience victory in our life
你要知道我们都有软弱
You know, we all have weakness
我们都有我们的问题
We all have problems
我们在座的弟兄和姐妹
All the brothers and sisters
我相信啊我们的身上都有问题
We all have problems
还需要解决的
that need resolution
都有一个软弱的地方需要得胜的
We have areas of weakness that need victory
虽然别人不知道
though others may not know
当然我也不知道哈
I don't know either
那很多人我都不够熟
I don't know all of you
可是神知道
but God knows
神知道每一个人我们心里面的那个问题
God knows the problem with each of you
我们都需要他来帮助
and you need his help
要知道我们唯一得到帮助的地方就是来到神的面前
you have to know the only way you can get help is to come before God
他能够解决我们各样的问题。
He can resolve all your problems.
因为他说，我医治你们一切的疾病。
Because he says, I have healed all your diseases.
他说，我赦免你们一切的罪孽。
I've forgiven you of all your iniquities.
赦免你们一切的疾病。
I've healed you of all your diseases.
换句话说，神能够解决我们一切的问题。
In other words, the Lord can resolve all your issues.
可是问题我们需要来到他的面前。
But you need to come before him.
比如一个人生病。
Like a person sick.
有一个很好的医生可以治他的病。
He knows an excellent doctor.
但是他就是不去找这个医生。
But he just doesn't go to that doctor.
他也听说了。
He heard about this.
这个医生怎么怎么好。
How great this doctor.
但他就是不去。
But he just doesn't go.
那这个医生没有办法帮助他。
Then the doctor can't do anything.
同样的我们的神他能够解决我们各种样的问题。
In the same way that God can resolve all our issues.
但是我们如果没有来到他的面前
if you don't come before him,
没有等候他
you don't wait upon him,
他没有办法帮助我们。
How can he help you?
圣经很简单告诉我们说
The Bible tells us simply,
他说等候耶和华的必重新得力。
It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
等候的多的就多得力量。
Wait more strength.
你少等候的就少得力量。
Less waiting, less strength.
不等候的就得不到力量。
No waiting, no power.
很简单的道理。
This is very simple.
但是真正去做的人不多。
But how many truly do it?
当你这样去做的时候，神就做。
But when you do it, he does it.
你知道，我们总是有我们应该做的这一部分。
Of course, we need to do our part.
当我们做的时候，神就会做。
When we do our part, He does His part.
所以我们不要只听关于这个安静等候神的这个道。
Don't just listen and hear this doctrine.
甚至于啊，我们如果看了书都没有去行的话，也没有用。
Even if you read these books and you don't do it, it's useless.
有一次啊，我的女儿 Mary 在一个特会里遇到一个朋友。
One time, my daughter Mary met a friend in a conference.
一个美国朋友
，American friend.
他就 那个时候刚刚我这个英文书啊刚刚出来
My English book had just come out
就是操练等候神
Practice of waiting on God
他就送给这个朋友一本书
She、gave her friend a copy
过了几个月
After a few months
这个朋友就打电话告诉他
Her American friend called her
他说我做基督徒做了十多年了
He said I've been a Christian for over 10 years
我现在第一次感觉到神真的与我同在
For the first time I feel like God is truly with me
不但与我同在
Not only do I feel his presence,
而且我在上班的时候
when I go to work,
我遇到困难的时候
when I have difficulty,
他帮助我解决这些困难
he helps me resolve my work problems.
你看一个等候神的人
this is a person waiting on God.
因为他拿到这个书他就照着这个书上所说的去做
because she actually practiced what the book said to do.
神就照着他所应许的就成就在他身上
and the Lord according to his promise fulfilled his promise in her.
我知道他所说的。
I know exactly what she's talking about.
因为我以前呢上班的时候
Because when I was working,
我遭遇到很多的困难。
I had lots of problems.
可是我等候神。
And I waited on God.
他就帮助我。
He helped me.
他给我开路。
He opened a way for me.
有时候我是替一个报馆呢写东西。
Sometimes I would like write something for the
写不出来的时候
when I got writer's
block 我就等候我就祷告
then I would wait and pray
第二天早上我 一开始写就好像这是像那个活水一样就这样流露出来
suddenly the next morning it's just it just flowed
有时候我要去见一个人
sometimes I had to meet somebody
见不到
I couldn't find them.
我就说主你要帮助我。
I said, Lord, you have to help me find this person.
我就能够找到。
Then I found him.
这些比较有地位的人他们呢很不容易来见到的。
You know, these famous people, they're not easy to find.
好像神在我们的工作上在我们的家庭里面他都这样帮助我们。
Then you will see the Lord in your work, in your home, he'll help you.
很多弟兄姐妹都知道我们家有七个孩子。
Many of you know I have 7 children.
你如果要问了师母啊，你怎么带大的这七个孩子
？If you ask my wife, how did you raise these 7 up?
我们呢有两个已经是应付不了了。
I have 2 of them that I don't know what to do with anymore.
她的秘诀呢就是祷告。
and her secret was prayer.
就是等候。
was waiting on the Lord.
很多问题呢，主就帮助她解决了。
And then the Lord helped her resolve a lot of these problems with their children.
所以我们没有实行这个等候神的操练。
If we don't practice this, the waiting on God,
我们不知道我们失去的那个福分有多多。
We have no idea, what kind of blessing we're missing.
我们真的，你只有这样去做的时候，你才知道。
Only if you do this, you'll know what I'm talking about.
而且呢当你这样开始去等候神的时候
Now, as you start waiting on the Lord in this
开始从神那里有所得着的时候
And you start getting something from God
那个时候你才知道哇等候神那么重要
Then you'll know, wow, how important it is to wait on God
你就啊就越发的想要去等候神
Then you'll want to wait more upon God
希伯来书讲到他鼓励我们要来到神面前
The book of Hebrews encourages us to come into God's presence.
对，我刚才当然说这些都是要鼓励我们来到神面前的等候他
Of course, I said all this to encourage you to come into God's presence.
希伯来书的作者他一再的这样的鼓励我们
Hebrews writer continue encourage us in this way.
他是用神的话来这样鼓励我们
He used the Lord's word in this way to encourage us.
有一次我数了一下
I once took
account. 在希伯来书里面讲到来到神面前。
The times it says that we should come in God's presence.
一共有七次。
There are 7 times.
我们都知道这个七字啊是一个 perfect number.
We know the 7 is 完全的数字。
那七次，我们现在来看，我们快快的把这七次来看一看。
Okay, let's look at these 7 mentionings.
第四章。
In Hebrews, chapter 4.
第四章14节到16节。
Verse 14 to 16.
找到了，我们就一起来读。
Let's read these verses together once we find them.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，
Seeing them we have a great high priest,
就是神的儿子耶稣，
who has passed through the heavens,
天上持钉所承认的道。
Jesus the Son of God,
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot
sympathize
with our weaknesses.
他也曾凡事受过试探，
but was in all points tempted as we are,
与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。这里告诉我们，我们要来到神面前，这一位哈，他是谁？
When we come to God's presence, who is this one we're coming to?
第一，他是我们的大祭司。
Number one, he is our great high priest.
他已经是一位得胜的主。
He is a victorious Lord.
他因为得胜了，他才能够升入高天呐，尊荣做我们的大祭司。
That's why he has the honor of becoming our great high priest.
第二呢，告诉我们说，这一位大师啊，不是别人，就是神的儿子。
Secondly, we see this great high priest is no one else but the Son of God.
没有一个祭司啊，可以跟他相比拟的。
No high priest can compare with this one.
即使那个至高神的大祭司麦基洗德都不能跟耶稣来相比拟。
Even the great high priest Melchizedek cannot compare to Jesus Christ.
或者说麦基洗德是为了神的儿子耶稣基督做见证的。
Or you can say Melchizedek points towards Christ. It testifies of Christ.
是预表耶稣基督要永远成为我们的大祭司。
Typifies Christ will be a high priest forever and ever.
他所以能够成为我们的大祭司。
That he can become our high priest.
是因为他也曾经啊成为血肉之体。
It's because he became flesh and blood like us.
跟我们人一样的。所以他在这里啊，他说他和我们是一样的。
So it says we are. He is like us.
在什么事情上一样呢
？In what way?
就是在许多的试探和引诱上，他跟我们一样。
Tempted in all points as we are.
所以呢，他能够体恤我们的软弱。
So he can sympathize with our weakness.
这个意思说，不管我们有哪一方面的软弱
，doesn't matter, and no matter what area we have a weakness.
我们只要来等候他
，we only wait upon him.
他说，我们就可以得到力量
，then we will gain strength.
因为他说，等候耶和华的必重新得力
，because they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
无论在哪一方面
，no matter what your problem is, weakness is.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially young people.
年轻人很多的问题常常都是在感情啊，在情欲方面。
Young people often have relationship issues.
或者在性的方面。
Emotional issues or the area of sexual issues.
而且现在哈，真的，这个社会上，不管是美国还是台湾、中国，这是一个很普遍的问题。
Doesn't matter where we are in the world, this is a common malady.
尤其啊，这个网络、这个、internet 的这个发明以后。
Especially with the rise of the internet.
我真的好也很难相信，告诉你们，你们也不大相信。
I can tell you something, you won't even believe this.
在过去一个礼拜里面
，In the last week alone,
我接到了三次啊这些色情的东西。
I got three this kind of spam. This kind of yeah sex related spam mail.
那个。这是那个人呢，偷用了这个愿景教会的这个电邮的邮纸。
Somehow used 愿景 some church.
那我已经跟林牧师说过。
Okay.
可是呢，他还在用。
Okay, this some hacker somehow got hold of some Chinese church's email and is sending me pornographic spam.
而且啊，他就说这个台湾愿景教会。
And it says actually on the title, it actually says 愿景 Church, the Taiwan Church.
第二行嘛就是林志斌牧师。
And then the next line it says Pastor Lin, the Vision Church.
然后教会的地址。
Oh, and then even has his church address.
电话号码。
Telephone number.
全部都在。
All his information is in that email.
那么除了这一个人以外，
And besides this one person,
另外的我还有至少有两个人。
I also got two other people.
有好几次啊，都寄这些色情的东西过来。
Who have also mailed this kind of spam to me.
我呢就靠着主的恩典呢，我就不去看他。
By the Lord's grace, I didn't even open up those emails.
那而且这个居民啊，另外的一个人的居民啊，竟然是一位姐妹。
Another person disguised as a sister.
那么这个人呢，是在高雄我们特会的时候，他有来参加过这个特会。
This is a 高雄 sister who came to the conference before.
可是我还是怀疑啊，可能是别人呢、啊、盗用他的那个电邮的地址。
Most likely it's a hacker using her address.
所以我曾经回了一个信。
So I wrote back to her.
说你要注意。
I said you must.
可能别人盗用你的这个邮电的地址。
Looks like maybe someone is hacking your email address.
我的意思说，现在在网络上这一类的东西多得不得了。
Today on the internet, this is commonplace.
因为啊，这个是迎合人的肉体的情欲的。
Because these things stir up the lust of our flesh.
当然也是引人犯罪的。
Also cause us to sin.
但是在网络上很多。
But on the internet, this is rampant.
那我们怎么胜过呢?
How do we overcome?
我们只有来到神的面前。
Only by coming before
等候他,
God. Wait upon him.
然后你就有一个力量啊。
Then you will have strength.
对，不去看他。
To not even look at it.
有时候我们就是进的走进一个超市的时候。
Sometimes we just walk into a supermarket.
他放在啊那个收钱的收钱收银员的附近啊，都是有那个架子。
Right by the counter, you know those magazines are right there.
一进去啊，裸体的东西，各样的都有。
All those kind of magazines, you know, they're right there, right by the counter.
好像你到处都能够遇到。
It's like this kind of you can see this everywhere, this kind of pornographic material.
电视上也很多。
On the TV.
有些广告也很多。
Of course, on commercials.
那如果你要是没有主的这个恩典的话。
If you don't have the grace of the Lord,
如果你没有一个安静等候神的生活,
if you don't have a lifestyle of waiting on God,
你就没有力量能够来胜过这个引诱。
You have no way to overcome this kind of temptation.
我所以这样讲,
I say these things,
就是要告诉大家,
is to tell all of you,
因为我知道我发现这个路,
I know this way I have discovered.
我也知道我有软弱。
I know my own weakness.
可是我靠什么得胜呢?
But what do I rely on?
就是等候神。
It's waiting on
God. 就是来到神的面前。
It's coming before
God. 就是来亲近他。
It's drawing near to him.
有时候不知不觉的他就有一个力量了。
Suddenly there's a strength, unknowingly, unconsciously.
就是你可以不去看他。
And you don't even have desire to look at those things.
就好像我好几次收到这一类的东西啊。
So many times I got this kind of spam.
哦，他还有，他前面还有介绍。
There's also an introduction.
哦，怎样怎样怎样子？我不能重复那些话语。
Okay, there's even an introduction in those spams.
他就叫你叫你一定要开那个 file 那个档案来看。
It's telling you you must open this file to look.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
头一两次。
First two times.
我有点好奇。
I was a little curious.
我就打开看一下。
I opened it up.
我一看说，哦，不能看。
Once I opened, like, oh, wow, I cannot look at this.
所以以后呢，我就不看了。
Then I didn't look at it anymore.
我有什么力量呢?
Where did that strength
come from? 不是因为我比你刚强。
And that's not because I'm stronger than you.
那是因为我等候神比你多。
It's because I wait on the Lord
more than you. 我从神那里得到的力量比你多一点。
Because I have a little more strength from God than you.
不是我比你圣洁。
Not because I'm more holy than you.
那是因为我们等候神就必重新得到力量。
Because if you wait on the Lord, you will renew your strength.
这里这个第四章这里告诉我们的。
In chapter 4,
实在是很大的一个鼓励。
Here's a great encouragement.
他告诉我们耶稣爱我们。
It says that Jesus loves us.
他得胜了，他并非不体恤我们的软弱。
Because he was victorious, yet he can sympathize our flesh weakness.
他最同情我们，他最了解我们的软弱。
He can sympathize with us the most and understand our weakness.
因为他也凡事受过试探。
Because in all points tempted
he was as we
are, yet without sin.
这个意思说，他知道怎么样得胜。
This means he knows the way to victory.
他也知道怎么样帮助我们来得胜。
And he knows how to help us overcome.
那个，有时候我开车的时候啊
Sometimes as I'm driving
在下午有一个节目
In the afternoon there's a
有两个节目
There's two shows
一个节目叫做 New Life Clinic 一个新生命的诊所
Oh, radio show There's a New Life Clinic
另外一个节目呢就是一个心理学家一个博士叫 Dr. Laura
There's another radio program called Dr. Laura.
那都是啊，这个都是啊，问话的电这 call in 的这种节目。
These are call in radio programs.
你听了有十个，至少有九个，都是关于男女之间的性的问题、夫妻的关系问题、外遇的问题啊，几乎全部都是这一类的东西。
9/10 of are all about husband-wife relationship, extramarital affair, all these kinds of different relationships between men and women.
他们要知道怎么办。
They want to know what to do.
当然，这个心理学家他能够给他们有一点很好的那个辅导。
Dr. Laura gives them some good counseling sometimes.
可是我知道
But I know,
要胜过这一切
But to overcome all these
只有一条路
There's only one way.
就是希伯来书所说的
It's Hebrew says.
要来到神面前
Come before God.
他这里用的话呢是这是神的话
The word here used.
16节他说我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
Verse 16 here says, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.
这个作者用施恩的宝座这句话为的是要鼓励我们要吸引我们能够来亲近神。
The author uses this phrase, throne of grace, to draw us, to draw near to God.
他告诉我们不要怕这不是个审判的宝座。
He's reminding us, don't be afraid, this is notA throne of judgment.
这是一个是恩典的宝座。
This is a throne of grace.
你要来领受神的恩典。
You come to get grace from God.
下面就告诉我们。
And then it tells us.
我们随时可以来。
That we may obtain mercy
我们需要什么帮助他都能够给我们那个帮助。
Whatever help we need, it's there.
他就是用这种恩惠和连续。
He uses the words like grace and mercy.
因为谁要帮助我们。
Because the Lord wants to help us.
他必须啊是要连续我们。
He first has to have mercy on us.
而且神是满有慈爱怜悯的神。
And we know God is a God full of grace and mercy.
耶稣基督来是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Jesus Christ came full of grace and truth.
可是我们要来啊。
But we need to come to Him.
这里有的是我们所需要的。
What is there is what we need.
神的恩典就是我们的能力。
God's grace is our strength.
神的恩典当然恩典是白白给我们的。
Grace is freely given.
可是那个恩典的实质和内容。
The grace substance and content.
就是神所给我们那种能力。
Is the strength coming from God.
也就是啊我们所做不到而神那个使我们做到的那个能力。
It's what we cannot do, He enables us to do.
这个就是神的恩典的意思。
This is what grace means.
神的连续的话呢，就是如果他不同情我们，他不怜悯我们，当然不可能他向我们施恩典的。
Of course, God's mercy. If He doesn't have mercy upon us, of course, there's no way we could even come to Him.
所以他说，我们只管坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.
这是第一个讲到啊，我们要可以来到神的面前的。
Is the first place where it mentions us coming into God's presence.
第二个地方在第六章。
The next place is in chapter 6.
最后一节。
In the last verse.
他说做先锋的耶稣既然照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司就为我们进入幔内。
Then it says, 哪一节？20节 where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
耶稣是我们的先锋。
Jesus is our forerunner.
他是我们的开路先锋。
He is the one paving the way for us.
先锋的意思是他为我们开辟了一条路。
Forerunner means he paves the way before us.
我们可以来到神面前。
We can come into God's presence.
当然，耶稣如果没有流血，
If Jesus did not shed his blood,
我没有办法来到神的面前。
There's no way we can come to God's presence.
他因为在十字架上为我们死了。
Because he died for us on the cross.
这就是那个耶路撒冷圣殿里面那个幔子从上到下列为两半的所说明的一件事。
This is what it means that in the temple of Jerusalem, the veil was torn from the top to the bottom.
那就是说，他为我们开了一条路。
It means he has opened a way for us.
让我们可以进到神面前来。
To enter into the presence of God.
进到神面前做什么呢？
What do we do in God's presence?
得恩惠，蒙连续。
To gain grace and help.
得着神那个超然的力量。
to gain that supernatural strength from God.
使我们能够做到我们所做不到的事情。
So that we can do what we cannot do for ourselves.
这里耶稣他为我们进入幔内。
So we see here Jesus has entered into the veil, into the behind the veil.
因为他为我们进入幔内。
Because he has entered into the veil.
开辟了这条路。
He has opened this way for us.
我们就可以直接来到神的面前。
So we can come directly into God's presence.
那在前面从十三节一直到十九节。
From verse 13 to 16.
这一段讲的哈讲的更重要的。
This even more importantly.
他讲到哈那个亚伯拉罕的应许。
Talks about the promise of Abraham.
啊神应许亚伯拉罕的时候啊因为没有比自己更大的可以指着启示呢他就指着他自己启示。
Well, God made a promise to Abraham because he could swear by no one greater. He swore by himself.
论福我必赐大福给你论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来
Saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you.
这样亚伯拉罕呢既很久忍耐了就得了所应许的
So after he had patiently endured, he obtained that promise.
神应许亚伯拉罕的是什么
What did God promise Abraham?
你们还记得吗
You guys remember?
神给亚伯拉罕的应许是什么
What was God's promise to Abraham?
神应许亚伯拉罕的是以撒，就是你要生一个儿子。
His promise to Abraham was Isaac, his chosen son.
以撒是预表基督的。
Isaac typifies Christ.
特别以撒是预表基督的，因为以撒是神所应许的。
Because Isaac was the son of promise.
意思说，在亚伯拉罕跟那撒拉哈已经不可能再生产了。
When Abraham and Sarah, it was their old age, impossible to have a child.
神应许他说，明年这个我回来的时候，你要得到一个儿子。
God promised, but next year you will have a son.
那亚伯拉罕呢，当然也要经过一段忍耐哈，很久忍耐的时间。
So now Abraham had to patiently endure a long time.
我们没有时间讲亚伯拉罕的故事哈。
We have no time to tell his story.
只是稍微提一下说，他等了差不多十年呐。
Basically, waited 10 years.
以撒还没有生。
Still no Isaac.
所以那个撒拉就建议说，倒不如啊，把我的使女啊给你做妾。
So then Sarah said, "Well, why don't I, my maid servant will, be concubine for you?"
他也接受了他妻子的建议。
So of course we know Abraham listened to Sarah.
结果就生下了这个以实玛利。
We know that Ishmael was thus born.
可是以实玛利不是神所应许的。
But Ishmael was not the son of promise.
神所应许的是以撒。
The son of promise was Isaac.
而且以撒是预表基督的。
Because Isaac typifies Christ.
换句话说，神应许给不仅是亚伯拉罕哈，乃是应许他后代世世代代的人呢，就是耶稣基督是我们的福气。
Another way of saying God's promise to us for descendants were descendants of Abraham, and the real blessing is Jesus Christ.
希伯来书的作者在这里特别告诉我们。
Here the Hebrew writer tells us.
神的应许是不改变的。
It says His promise is unchanging.
他为了要格外的要显明他的旨意是不改变的。
So he here is showing us that his promise and counsel is immutable, is unchangeable.
所以到了十七节
So we see verse 17.
他说神愿意那承受应许的人
It says, thus God determining to those who receive his promise.
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔
The descendants of Abraham.
就是以信为本的人
Those who walk by faith.
就是我们这些有信心的人
We who have faith.
神他给我们有这个应许
The Lord has given us this promise.
应许就是要得着耶稣基督。
A promise that we would gain.
进到他的丰富里面。
Enter into his fullness.
那得着在他里面的一切的丰盛。
Gain all the riches in him.
可是神为了好让我们呢能够这样相信。
So the Lord to help us believe this.
他的应许本来是不改变的。
His promise is unchanging.
可能为着叫我们确信他的应许。
But so that we would completely believe his promise.
他就起誓。
He swore an oath.
因为没有比他更大的时候他只好只是他自己起誓。
There's no one greater than him, so he swore an oath by himself.
这里特别告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
那个起誓啊就是了结各样的争论。
The oath here is a confirmation for an end of all disputes.
起誓的话就是好这样说了就算了我们不要再争了。
Oath means, this is it, we don't have to dispute anymore.
不要再怀疑了。
No need for doubt.
神如果这样启示的话,
means if God made such an oath,
绝对不会改变的。
This is forever settled.
那这个应许是什么呢?
What is this promise?
就是希伯来书所讲的耶稣基督所成就的这个救恩。
It is the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ.
用保罗的话来说,用这个大卫的话来说呢,就是我们的好处不在主以外。
Using the word of David, our goodness is not apart from him.
耶和华是我们的产业。
The Lord is our inheritance.
他是我们永远的份。
Jehovah is our eternal portion.
耶稣基督是我们的产业。
Jesus Christ is our portion.
他是我们永远的份。
He is our eternal portion.
他是我们的救主。
Eternal inheritance.
他是我们的长兄。
He is our elder brother.
他是医治我们的。
He is our healer.
他是拯救我们的。
He is our savior.
他是我们的赎罪祭。
He is our sin sacrifice.
他也是我们的大祭司。
He is our great high priest.
而且他是永远做大祭司的。
And he is a high priest forever.
别的祭司都不是启示立的，他是神启示所立的大祭司。
None other has been established by an oath, but he has been established by an oath settled forever.
换句话说，神应许在耶稣基督里要给我们的那个好处。
In other words, God through Jesus Christ wants to bless us.
是绝对不会改变的。
It is a blessing that will never change.
我不知道要用什么样的话才能够表达我里面的意思。
I don't know how to express this properly.
那个意思就是说，他保证了，再保证，保证了，再保证。
What it means is he confirmed and guaranteed and continued to confirm and guarantee this to us.
有的人说哈，百分之一百 ,100% guarantee。
百分之百的把握。
我要说 ,1000% guarantee。
这是。
那就是。
完全的。
一再的神，一再的充分的这样来保证说我们在耶稣基督里的那个好处，神要给我们，我们要相信。
The Lord wants to remind us again and again, give us a guarantee of this blessing we have in Jesus Christ, and we need to receive this by faith.
而且在十九节里面，
and here in verse 19,
他说我们有这个指望。
It says that we have this hope.
这个指望就是耶稣基督。
This hope is Christ Himself.
耶稣基督在我们的心里面就成了那个荣耀的盼望。
Jesus Christ in us is a hope of glory in us.
我不知道怎么样说才能够哈，让弟兄和姐妹啊能够看到，而且来拥抱耶稣基督。
I don't know how I can express it so you can see who.See this and want to possess this Christ.
来抓住耶稣基督。
To cling, to grab this Christ.
因为有的人在美国会参加过婚礼，是不是？
I'm sure many of you have participated in wedding ceremony here.
那然后在这个婚宴上哈，在这个 reception 上面。
In the banquet reception.
有一个节目他们总是有的，就是新娘子啊要把那个花球啊要丢出来，对不对？
There's one part of the program sometimes like the bride will throw out the bouquet, right?
那些很多还没有结婚的女孩子。
And then those bachelorettes, who haven't been married.
丢出来的时候啊。
And then when the bouquet flies.
大家都要抢啊，都要抓到。
And all those girls try to grab it.
我在这里讲这个，在耶稣基督他是我们的应许，我们有这个指望，我们的好处不在他以外。但我这样说的时候，我们有没有抓耶稣？
When I say all these things about Jesus Christ,
好像那个抓那个花球一样。
All these things about who he is, are you grabbing this like as if those women, those single women, like grabbing that?
这个也有一点那个属灵的意思在里面。
Of course, here there's some spiritual meaning.
那个单身的女孩子抓着那个花球，也许她觉得下一次就是她结婚了。
Of course, once a single woman, if they grab the bouquet, it means they're the next to be married.
我们要抓到这个神的应许。
We need to grab hold of, lay hold of this
promise. 我们将来一定是耶稣基督的心腹。
And because then we will be the bride of Jesus.
这是希伯来书给我们的信息。
This is the message in Hebrews.
希伯来书的信息
The Hebrew message
就是告诉我们
is to tell us
我们可以得着耶稣基督
that we can gain Christ
我们可以享受在他里面的丰富
that we can enjoy all the fullness
我们能够靠他得胜
That we can be victorious through him.
He
will be our great high priest. He's the one who overcomes all our problems.
罪恶的问题, 软弱的问题, 失败的问题,
sin, weakness, defeat.
情欲上的, 感情上的,
emotional, flesh, weaknesses of the flesh.
我们只要来到他的面前,
as long as we come before him,
要在信心中来领受他的恩惠和连续,
and by faith receive his grace and mercy.
We
can all get the help. Amen.
We are a
people of great hope today. Don't look at your
weakness.
Look at the victorious
Christ.
Look at your great high priest.
他得胜了,
he is victor. Look to Jesus. This is in chapter
12.
Look unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
第二次呢,
and this is the second mention of him bringing us into God's presence. He has opened for us a new and living way.
19节呢, 就说, 我们有这样一个指望的话呢, 他说, 如同灵魂的锚啊, 又坚固又牢靠。
When we have this hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast.
这个灵魂的锚,
this anchor of our soul,
是坚固在什么地方啊?
Where is it anchored?
是坚固在幔内,
it's anchored within the behind the veil.
坚固在神里面,
anchored in God Himself.
坚固在耶稣基督所成就的救恩里面,
anchored in the complete salvation of Christ.
哦, 这是不能震动的国,
this is an unshakable kingdom.
然后第三次提到,
the third mention of this
就是第七章,
is chapter 7.
第七章第16节
verse
16
to verse 19, let's read this together once we find it.
他成为祭司, 并不是照属肉体的条例, 乃是照无穷之生命的大能, 因为有给他做见证的说, 你是照着麦基洗德的等次, 永远为大祭司的。 先前的条例因为软弱无依, 所以废掉了, 律法原来一无所成, 就引进了更美的指望, 靠着这指望, 我们可以进到神的面前。 这里再次告诉我们,
here again,
主耶稣做我们的大祭司,
Jesus Christ as our high priest.
他不像以前的大祭司,
he is not like the prior high priest.
他的寿命是有限的,
the human priests, they were mortal.
一个一个的都会死去的,
they will all pass away.
但是耶稣基督,
but Jesus Christ,
从永远到永远,
forever and forever,
他的生命乃是一个无穷的生命,
he has an eternal life,
不会结束的,
an endless life that never ends.
而且这个生命是有大能的,
and this life comes with endless power.
他做大祭司呢, 就是凭着这一个无穷的生命的大能做我们的大祭司,
and it is based upon this endless power of life and power that he is our high priest forever.
换句话说, 他永远可以帮助我们,
another way of saying is he can always help us forever.
我们一生一世都可以依靠他得到能力,
for the rest of our life, we can rely on His strength to get us through.
甚至于我们可以说, 我们世世代代都可以靠着他得到能力。
We can even say from ages to ages, we can rely on the strength of Christ to get us through.
我们这一代和我们的后代,
not only this generation, but our next generation.
因为他是靠着无穷的生命, 而且这个生命有大能来做大祭司。
Because it is according to this power of an endless life that he is a priest forever.
因为他是照着麦基洗德的等次啊,
because it is according to the order of Melchizedek that he is a priest forever.
然后就18节讲到哈, 那个律法一无所成,
and then 18 says that the law is totally weak and unprofitable.
有谁靠着行律法得以完全呢?
Who has been perfected by the law?
而且人呢, 没有办法行出律法所说的,
and we cannot fulfill the law.
所以在加拉太书里面呢,
so in Galatians it says,
就告诉说, 没有一个人可以靠着行律法而称义的,
Paul says no one shall be justified by faith,
除非他能够遵行律法的每一条,
unless he can fulfill every aspect of the law.
不可能的,
that's impossible.
他没有这个能力,
We can't do it.
所以呢，就引进了更美的指望。
So therefore, this better hope.
换句话说，
哦，
我们大有指望了。
This means now we have great hope.
律法不能使我们完全。
The law can't perfect us.
但是这一位大祭司。
But this great high priest.
他有那个无穷生命的大能。
Him with the power of an endless life.
当然他能够使我们完全。
He can perfect us.
他能够改变我们。
He can change us.
他使我们越来越能够成圣。
He can make us more and more holy.
所以啊，这里啊就说我们可以进到神的面前来。
So here it says, therefore we can draw near to God.
进到神面前做什么？
Draw near to God for what?
得恩惠，蒙连续做我们随时的帮助。
To gain grace and mercy and help in
time. 他让我们得着能力，能够做我们所做不到的事情。
So by His strength, we can do what we cannot do for ourselves.
这是第三次提到来到神的面前。
This is the third mention of.
第四次更好。
Let's look at the fourth, even better.
七章二十五节。
Chapter 7:25.
凡靠着他进到神面前的他都能拯救到底。
Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him.
因为他常愿活着替他们祈求。
Since he always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的他都能够拯救到底。
That he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him.
他能够拯救我们是因为他得胜了。
He can save us because he's the victor.
他的在肉血肉肢体里面的软弱他都得胜了。
In flesh and blood, he overcame all every weakness.
我们如果依靠他
if we,
我们也可以得胜。
Rely on him, we can be victorious.
不只是 一时的得胜。
Not just once.
如果我们继续不断地依靠他
we continue to rely on him.
我们就会继续不断地得胜。
We can live in continual victory.
因为他能够拯救我们到底。
Because he can save us to the uttermost.
他能够拯救我们到底。
He can save you to the uttermost.
我们没有理由放弃。
You have no reason to be
没有理由灰心。
No reason to be sad.
我们因为摆在我们前面的那是更美好的指望。
Because there is a greater hope set before us.
更美好的约。
There's a better hope, better covenant.
更美好的祭司的职分。
There is a better portion for us.
A better priesthood, 就是主耶稣。
Better priesthood.
这样的话，我们你看那个希伯来书的作者他一直的鼓励我们要我们来呀、啊、要我们来呀、啊、
Do you see how the Hebrew writer continues to encourage us to come
就是来到神的面前呢、啊、
Come before God
他给我们有多大的指望
See what better hope he gives us
他能够拯救我们到底呀、啊、
That he can save us to the uttermost
然后这是第四次提到哈，我们来到神的面前。
This is the fourth mentioning of coming
to God. 然后第五次，我们要翻到第十章。
For the fifth instance, we must go to chapter 10.
第十九节。
verse 19.
他说：“弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。”
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
我们一起来读十九节到二十到二十。二十三节
Let's read 19 to 23 together.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。这里告诉我们说是主耶稣已经为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Here it tells us that Jesus Christ has opened us a new and living way.
我们可以坦然无惧地进到至圣所。
We can boldly enter into the holiest.
至圣所哈，就是啊，神的同在。
Holiest holies means God's presence.
神所在的地方。
It is the place where God is.
可是我们读到这里的时候，我们必须要读第八章跟第十章，讲到另外那个内在的问题。
But as we read this, we have to read chapter 8 and 10, this inward life issue.
第八章第十节。
Let's go to chapter 8, verse 6.
第十节，主又说，
第十节 verse 10。
那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，就是新约，新约。我要将我的律法放在他们里面呢，写在他们心上。
In chapter 8, verse 10, it says, This covenant I will make with the house of the Lord. After this, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
他们要做我的神，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
I will be their God, they shall be my people.
然后就说到我们都会认识他。
Then it says, we'll all know him.
十二节呢说，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪前。
Verse 12 says that I will have mercy on their unrighteousness and remember their lawless deeds no more.
我们要注意这个新约，神所立的这个新约乃是一个内在的生活。
We have to remember that this new covenant is an inward life.
神说他要做我们的神，要我们做他的子民。
God says he wants to be our God and we his people.
这是一种内在的生活。
This is a kind of inner life.
他要住在我们的里面，要做我们的神。
To live in us as our God.
他要我们在里面呢，来受他的管制。
He wants us to regulate us from within as our God.
这里所说的律法不是外面的自己的律法。
This law is not those outward law.
乃是圣灵。
But it's the Holy Spirit.
在我们的里面。
In us.
让我们有一种能力。能够行出神律法上所要求的。
To enable us to fulfill the law.
那因为耶稣已经为我们死了。
Because Jesus Christ
成了我们那个永远的赎罪祭。
And he's become our eternal sin
sacrifice. 所以十二节说呢，他要宽恕我们的不义，不再纪念我们的罪前。
So verse 12 says he will have mercy on our unrighteousness, remember our lawless deeds no more.
什么时候我们靠着主耶稣来到神面前
？Whenever we come to God through Christ.
取用他的血来洁净我们。
And appropriate his blood to wash us.
神就不会再纪念我们的罪恶。
The Lord will no longer remember our sins.
因为在耶稣的宝血底下，就是没有了，洗净了，涂抹了。
Because under the blood of Christ, we are clean completely.
那这是讲到那个内在的这一个生活。
This is talking about an inward life.
第十章啊，四章比较更清楚了。
In chapter 10, even clearer.
第十五节。
In verse 15.
他说圣灵也对我们做见证。
But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us.
注意哈，这里是圣灵做见证。
Here it says the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在说话。
Holy Spirit is speaking and witnessing.
因为他既已说过，主说那些日子以后，我要与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，要放在他们的里面。
Verse 16, this is the covenant I will make with them that after those days, the Lord says, I will put my laws into their hearts and their minds. I will write them.
这里越来越清楚，就是说，神把圣灵赐给我们。
We see here clearer and clearer the Holy Spirit.
他借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
He has given us the Holy Spirit to indwell us.
他要做我们的神，要我们做他的子民。
He wants to be our God and we His people.
换句话说，在圣灵中，我们跟神有一个连结的关系。
Or in means another, in other words, in the Holy Spirit, we have.We're joined to the Lord.
所以到了十九节，他这
节
的勉励说：“弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。”
It says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus."
那么这个至圣所不是外面的物质的一个房子。
This is not some kind of outward building.
这里的至圣所，那就是住在我们。里面的神
This holiest is a God who lives within us.
我们可以坦然无惧的常常回到里面相信神在我们的里面
We can boldly come before God go into ourselves and find God there.
因为耶稣给我们开了一条又新又活的路
Because Jesus has opened a new and living way for us.
我们在任何时候都可以亲近神
At any time, we can draw near to God.
要相信雅各书第四章第八节所说的。
Remember James 4.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
When you draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
我们在圣灵的里面。
In the Holy Spirit.
就能够经历这些话，不是字句，乃是一个属灵的实际。
We can experience this. This is not a doctrine. It is a spiritual experience.
乃是内在生活的一个实际。
It is a reality of the inward life.
换句话说，我们可以活在它里面。
In other words, we can live in Him.
神也活在我们的里面。
He lives in us.
他成为我们的力量。
He becomes our strength.
我们需要什么，他都会供应我们。
Whatever we need, He provides.
可是这一种哈，内在的生活。
This kind of inward life.
是需要我们长时期的透过这个安静等候神来培养的。
This kind of inward life needs to be fostered by a lifestyle of waiting on God.
我已经哈，就是听到了。够多的见证说，当他们这样去操练安静等候神的时候
，I've heard so many testimonies of those who practice this kind of lifestyle.
神就领导他们
，The Lord will draw near to them.
他们的生命就被改变
，Then their life changes.
神的荣耀哈就在他们身上就可以彰显出来
，And then the glory of God is revealed in them.
那这里再一次的，就是第六次讲到。
In the sixth mention,
就是我们来到神面前的那个心态。
What is our heart once we come before God?
第二十二节
，verse 22。
好，说我们进入至圣所呢，他是接到十九节的哈。他说我们要知道，我们心中天良的亏欠呢已经洒去了。
We need to know that our evil conscience has been sprinkled with pure water.
身体要用清水洗净了。
Our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and bodies washed with pure water.
换句话说，耶稣已经赦免我们的罪。
In other words, Jesus has already cleansed us of our sins.
我们良心没有控告了。
No more accusation.
而且他也洁净了我们。
And he has cleansed us.
那既然耶稣已经成就了这样的救恩
，Since Jesus has already accomplished the salvation,
这里就说就应当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Therefore, we should come to Him with full assurance of faith and true heart.
换句话说，我们每次来亲近神的时候
，In other words, every time we come before God,
无论是我们个人在家里面
，whether at home,
或是来到聚会当中
，or in the meeting,
我们都是来到神面前。
We are coming before God.
我们来到神面前的时候
，as we come before God,
真的带着诚心
，we come with a true heart.
而且呢，是带着一个充足的信心。
And we come with full assurance of faith.
没有一点怀疑。
No doubt.
如果我们完全相信希伯来书所说的
，If we believe everything Hebrews says，
当然我们就会带着一个充足的信心啊，来到神的面前。
And of course, we will come to God with full assurance of faith.
特别是在聚会的时候
，especially in the meeting.
所以二十四节他就说。
So in verse 24,
所以我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
Let us consider one another to stir up love.
要勉励行善。
To stir up love and good work.
然后二十五节呢，就说你们不可停止聚会。
So verse 25, forsake.
好像那些停止惯了的人。
The assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some.
为什么呢？因为我们来聚会就是来到神面前。
Because coming to the meeting is coming into God's presence.
我们来聚会就是进入至圣所。
Because to come to the meeting is to enter into the holiest.
我们的聚会啊，是每一次聚会都应该有神同在的。
Every time we meet, we should the presence of God should be here.
哪里有神的同在
？Where is God's presence?
哪里就有神的月柜
？Where there is His ark.
哪里有神的同在
？Where is
哪里就有至圣所
That's where you will find the holiest.
这是我们来聚会的那个最主要的目的
This is the main purpose of our meeting.
你们回去以后要知道每一次聚会你们不是光在外面呢有一个聚集
Every single time we meet, it's not just having an outward meeting.
你都是来到神的面前
We are coming before God.
所以他这里说不可以停止聚会
So it says do not stop assembling yourselves.
我们不可以停止来到神面前
That means do not forsake coming into God's presence.
不可以停止亲近神。
Means do not forsake drawing near to God.
我们不可以停止不断地从神那里要得到恩惠，要蒙连续做我们随时的帮助。
It means do not forsake continuing coming to God for grace and help in time of need.
而这里说你们要彼此啊这样劝勉。
So it says exhort one another in this way.
我们要彼此的劝勉，我们要聚会，我们要追求。
We need to exhort each other. Let's meet.
我们要进入神的同在。
Seek the Lord together. Let's enter His presence together.
然后我们才能够从神那里得到我们所需要的帮助。
And then we can get the help we need from God.
他说，既知道那日子临近，就更应当如此。
And as so much more as you see the day approaching.
我们既然知道主快来了。
Since we know the Lord's coming is imminent.
我们就更应当如此。
We should do this.
那第七次提到哈，进到神的面前来。
The seventh mention of coming into God's presence
是在十一章。
Is in chapter 11.
十一章第六节。
Verse 6.
十一章告诉我们那个信心的重要。
chapter 11 talks about the importance of faith.
所以章第一节他一开始就说信就是所望之事的实底是未见之事的确据。
So verse 1 says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这个意思说如果我们带着信心来亲近神。
It says if we bring faith before God when we draw near to him.
我们如果带着信心来。
If we bring faith before him.
神就在那里。
The Lord is right there.
我们这种的信心啊就是那个神与我们同在的那个确据和实底。
That faith becomes the very substance of God's presence.
我们有了这样一个信心神就与我们同在。
When we have this kind of faith, then the Lord is present.
这个信心的重要。所以第六节他就说啊来到神面前的话就第六节他这样啊开始就说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
So verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的必须信有神。
For all who come to him must believe that he is.
当你亲近神的时候
when you come before drawing near to God,
你必须相信神在那里。
You must believe that God is there.
不要凭你的感觉。
Do not rely on your feelings.
你必须要相信神在那里。
You must believe God is there.
感觉会有的。感觉是会有的。
Okay, feelings will follow.
但是呢，感觉不是确定神有没有与你同在。
But the feelings are not evidence that God is present.
神的话这么说了。
But because God says it.
他说他与你同在，他就必与你同在。
If he said he's with you, he is with you.
问题是你要相信。
The problem is, do you believe it?
我亲近神，神就必亲近我。
When I draw near to God, God will draw near to me.
当你这样相信的时候
，as you believe,
你这个信心啊，就成为那个实底，就是那个实质和那个确据。
Then your faith becomes that substance and the evidence of unseen things.
神与你同在的那个确据啊，就在那里了。
And the evidence of God's presence.
你不但相信啊，神在那里。
You not only believe that the Lord is there,
而且相信啊，神他会赏赐给你。
And you need to believe that He is a rewarder.
他要祝福你。
He wants to bless you.
你需要什么，他都会给你的。
Whatever you need, He's going to give you.
他给的常常是超过你所求所想的。
How He gives us often what is beyond what we ask or think.
有的时候神赏赐给你的时候
，Sometimes when the Lord blesses us,
你未必知道。
You're not sure.
你未必有感觉。
You may not really have a feeling.
当时你不知道。
At that time, you may not know.
很可能事后啊，你就发现，哎，怎么我现在不那么好像不那么容易的发脾气了。
But then suddenly you realize, wow, I don't lose my temper so easy anymore.
怎么我会常常很快乐啊，莫名其妙的很喜乐。
Then suddenly, where's this joy coming from?
或者说你感觉到，哎，我以前没有这种内心的平安啊，现在我就是那么很平安。
Or suddenly, you suddenly feel, why am I so peaceful suddenly?
或者以前呢、啊、很吸引你的东西，世界的引诱那些东西啊，你现在好像不太受它的影响了。
Or suddenly, the temptations of the world do not have the allure as they once did.
这些都是神赏赐给你的一些印证。
These are all the evidence of the reward.Of what God has given you.
可是你未必啊，你当时你未必有什么感觉。
But maybe at that moment you don't have a special feeling.
You don't necessarily have the feeling, but afterward you will discover that God has done something for you in your soul and in your life.
翻中文，我以为你去翻了。OK， 翻中文。OK， 你。可能你当时未必有这个感觉，可是你突然会，可是你回头来看呢，不知不觉就感觉神，做一个奇妙的工作在你的生命中。
哈利路亚，感谢主。
感谢主。
一共讲了七次，说我们要来到神面前。
So seven times it mentions we need to come into God's presence.
来到神面前的好处。
And the benefits of coming into God's presence.
来到神面前应该有的心态。
And the heart attitude we come into God's presence.
就是简单像小孩子一样。
To be like a child.
神的话这么说，我就这么相信。
What the Lord God says it, I believe it.
而且十一章都是讲到那些有信心的人。
And chapter 11 talks about all those heroes of faith.
我如果没有读到十一章哈，讲到以挪的故事。
On chapter 11, I haven't mentioned the story of Enoch.
我只读到那个创世纪第五章讲到与挪与神同行。
Oh, I only mentioned in Genesis 5 about Enoch walking with God.
我就会想到,
then I will think,
神啊,一定是成为一个人的样子。
Then I will think that God became a man.
跟他一起走路。
Oh, like God became like a man and walked with Enoch.
我读到十一章的时候,希伯来十一章的时候,
but when I get to chapter 11,
我才知道以诺没有看见神。
And then I see here that Enoch never saw God.
他与神同行,完全是在信心里面与神同行。
Enoch walked with God totally by faith, not by sight.
而且他不是在特会里相信我。
He did not believe in God in a special
conference. 他是相信三百年哦。
He believed in God for 300 years.
天天都这样相信神与他同在。
Every day he believed that God was with him. Walked with him.
我们需要有像以诺这样的信心。
We need to have the faith of Enoch.
要相信神与你同在。
We need to believe that the Lord is with us.
不要让你的感觉来告诉你神有没有与你同在。
Don't let your feelings determine whether the Lord is with you.
你要让神的话告诉你说他与你同在。
You need to let the word of God tell you that he is with you.
那个希伯来书十三章就讲到说我永远不会离开你。
Hebrews 13 says, I will never forsake you or leave you.
我永远不丢弃你。
I will never forsake you.
你无论在哪里。
Wherever you are.
我都与你同在。
I will be with you.
聚会说我与你同在。
I will be with you in the meeting.
你读经祷告说我与你同在。
When you pray and read the Bible, I'm with
you. 你开车的时候我与你同在。
When you drive, I'm
there. 你上班的时候我与你同在。
When you work, I am there.
你高兴的时候我与你同在。
When you're happy, I am there.
你不高兴的时候我也与你同在。
When you're unhappy, I am there.
Amen?哦、oh, 多么宝贵的信心。
What a precious faith.
Enoch 就是有这样的信心。
Enoch had this kind of faith.
如果你这样相信的话你就会天天的这样与神同在。
If you believe in this way, every day you will be enjoying the Lord's presence.
希伯来书一再的告诉我们耶稣已经做成了做成了。
Hebrews continues to tell us,Everything has been accomplished.
我们要相信，我们要进入。
We need to believe.
这是神的应许。
This is the Lord's
promise. 甚
至于
他指着自己启示说，这个应许一定要给我们的。
And he even swore this by an oath that this promise will be given to us.
又跟我们说要来，要存着诚心，要存着充足的信心。
He also tells us again, we must come with full assurance of faith.
很多年前我讲了这个我就结束了。
After this, I will finish.
那是我刚刚被圣灵充满。
Shortly after I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一个主所使用的一个使女。
There was a maidservant of the Lord.
她为我祷告。
She prayed for me.
不止一次。
Not just once.
就说神啊。
Said Lord.
求你把充足的信心赏赐给他。
Prayed over me and said, give him a full assurance of faith.
Oh, 我真的很感谢主。
I'm really thankful to the Lord.
她这样为我祷告。
And she prayed for me in this way.
我们也需要这样祷告。
We also need to pray in this way.
我们要彼此这样祷告。
We need to pray for each other this way.
也知道我们的信心是可以不住的增长的。
You know, our faith can continually grow.
只等到我们对神有充足的信心。
Until we have full assurance of faith before God.
这样我们真的就进入神的安息了。
Then we have truly entered into God's rest.
这就是希伯来书的信息。
This is the message of Hebrew.
让我们一起这样来领受。
Let us receive that in this way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哦，信，信就是未见之事的，所望之事的实底，未见之事的。确据
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of unseen things.
我们不要只会背而没有信心
Let us not just know, memorize the scripture, but we don't have faith.
要相信
Let's believe.
每一次你安静等候神的时候，你要相信神在哪里。
Every single time you wait quietly in God, believe He is there.
你就是在神面前。
That you are before the Lord.
坐在耶稣的脚前。
Before Jesus' feet.
每一次都这样相信。
Believe this every time.
而且相信神不会让你空手回去的。
And believe that He will never leave without you. He will always bless you.
感谢主，我们一起站起来。
Thank the Lord.
赞美主。
Please, let's all stand.
我快乐，主与我同在。
I am so glad that Jesus is with me.
我快乐，耶稣同在。我快乐。我快乐，祝你我同在。 高唱哈利路亚，主给我同在，耶稣在我心，
我快乐，耶稣在我心，我快乐，耶稣在我心，我快乐，耶稣在我心，我要高唱哈利路亚，耶稣在我心。我快乐，耶稣真爱我。我快乐，耶稣真爱我。
I'm so glad that Jesus loves me。
我要
哈利路亚，
耶稣真爱我。
有一首诗歌，无论在快乐的时候，在忧伤的时候啊，耶稣他都与我同行。
Whether in joy or sorrow, Jesus walks with me.
我们有唱过这一首，对不对？128首。
We've sung this one before. 128.
赞美主，我们用这首诗歌，哎，作为我们的回应。然后，你如果
Let's use this hymn as a response to the Lord.
哎，好像我们安静的时间好像又不够了，这样。明天早上嘛，你们早一点下来，好好的安静吧。
It's like our time for waiting on the Lord is not enough again.
因为安静啊，安静很重要的一点就是、啊、神的话可以能够更深的可以进到我们的心灵里面。
Important of being quiet is that the word of the Lord can go deeper into our soul.
早上的那个灵修哈、啊，我们还是以希伯来书为主。
In the morning devotion, let's still use Hebrews.
我希望哈
meditate on Hebrews.
Yeah, 今天晚上你所听的
everything you heard tonight.
未来的四个晚上，或者说三四个晚上
in these coming 3-4 nights.
然后我们还是要继续的来看希伯来书
We will continue to look at Hebrews.
因为这些书太丰富了
Because these books are too rich.
我不知道啊，能不能这个礼拜讲得完？嗯。
We don't even know if we can finish this week.
可是你可以在早上灵修的时候要这样读的时候要默想。
But as you read in the morning, meditate on Hebrews.
让圣灵哦再继续向你说话。
Let the Holy Spirit continue to speak to you through Hebrews.
圣灵向你说的才是写在你心板上的。
What the Holy Spirit speaks to you will be written in the tablets of your heart.
而且来唱，耶稣与我同行。
Let us sing, Jesus will walk with me.